Hello, everybody out there in the internet. Welcome to Endless Babble Z, episode 315. I'm Ticketmaster, joined by
RBG Maniac 05
and Trioptical.
So we got some rapid release. Wait, reaction? Spots. Something thingies.
Reaction's good too.
It was like 3 hours.
It was never formalized.
Good job.
And some news. So, yeah, what you been playing? You guys want me to go first? Because I can totally go first.
Well, first of all, we should say that Star Wars The Force Awakens is now out on home video.
Okay, Tropical.
Did you watch it already?
Yeah, I watched it like 3 times. It's it's a daily affair right now.
Man.
Gotta get my fix in every day.
Right, got my, do you think you'll get tired lines. Of it?
No. It's so weird, Tropical. It's like the same part in the theater is like still my favorite part, and it's like the end, and it's just like me just wanting to like more. It's like you get to the end, and it's like it's just like I'm just hyped. I'm just primed right now. I just need more in my life. I'm like, man. It's like it doesn't make any sense, but it's still my favorite part. I'm just like, there's something wrong with me, but I don't care. I mean, I guess I have like another favorite part, which is like that awesome fight in the snow. But it's like oh, every time I see it, I'm just like oh, but man, yeah.
I love the humor. It's like the movie is way funnier than I remember in the theater.
Yeah. And then I'm like pining for some like commentary after watching the behind the scenes of like, oh man. Because I didn't notice this until like the third time I saw it, of like just how much post processing there was, and like after watching like the ILM fire, it's like just like all that embers in the fire part. Like the first time I was like, man, this looks amazing, and then like I didn't even think it was fake, and then like the same thing with the snow, and then like watching it the third time, I'm like, oh, okay, there's like no way there's that many embers in the sky from all that fire. There's like there's no way all that snow is real. I mean, but then the behind the scenes, it's like they're just like, you know, wafting it all over the place. It's like, well, I'm sure some of it's real, but it's like taking you've clearly been bamboozled and Hollywooded because you couldn't even tell. They totally pulled their movie magic on you, and you just like it's like a Jedi mind trick. You're like, yep, I'm just keep on walking. These aren't the trails I'm looking for. These special effects are amazing. I'm just like, man. There's some other like small touches too that they talked about. And I was like, oh, I didn't even notice that until well, I haven't yet because until you put it in. Oh man, so that's great. So yeah, so great. Especially all like the practical effects stuff, like that giant creature thingy in the desert
in the water.
Yeah, when Finn goes to like drink water and he's drinking next to it, I was like, huh. I don't think I 100% thought that was well. Not the whole thing was like I didn't think the whole thing was like real, but it was like oh, and you see the behind the scenes. It's like oh man, that's awesome. So yeah, that was cool.
Which, did you just get the regular version? Sorry, RPG's being left out. You will see it eventually, I think.
I got the normal edition with the sweet BB-8 holding case thingy. I guess. Is there another version besides the normal version?
There were 5 versions of the Blu-ray, apparently. I think Best Buy had one in a metal case. Target had one with, like, 20 minutes more bonus content. Walmart had, I think, the BB-8 cover. And there was like 2 other ones, or one of them is also the regular one. I ended up getting the regular one. I was gonna get the Target one for the 20 minutes like interviews and stuff, and then I got there and I saw the case, and it was like one of those paper like fold up ones. And I was just like, this case is too weird. I was like, forget it. I'm just gonna get the regular one. Because I don't know. I guess it seems like there could have been way more special feature stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But since, like, that's making another movie, essentially, like, way longer than a movie, that will probably come out down the line. And I was just like, oh, I'll just get the regular one, save a little money, and then get that one when it comes out.
Or they'll just, you know, pack it in with the Rogue One Blu-ray awesomeness.
Yeah, I guess. I'll be buying Star Wars Force Awakens.
Here you go. Yeah, every year.
Every
Dr.
year.
Every
forever.
Year. Best thing ever since like everything like the best thing since I stopped playing Call of Duty. I can like, look forward to something new every year. That's like awesome. That's yearly. It's great.
That's cool. Oh, and as an aside, that's sort of related to this. PlayStation View, they don't really explain the features that well, but apparently, if you add a show to My Shows, it like DVRs all those episodes of the show. So I, like, at one point, I had bookmarked Star Wars Rebels, because I was like, oh, I just want to see this episode. And it recorded all the episodes that have aired since I pushed the button on that one time. I was like, oh, that's really neat. Which is, it's like, almost the entire season. very excited.
Then when you wonder where your hard drive space is at, there you go, Tropical. There you go.
Well, no, it DVRs into the cloud. Oh, it's not on.
Did not know that.
So.
Never mind then.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of PlayStation stuff, Heroes, or Powers, Season 2, can't wait. Mm.
Heroes. It's a long show.
I think I'm the only one here that even watched Season 1, whatever. I was into it.
Powers?
Yeah.
That's right. I haven't finished it yet.
It's great. I enjoyed it.
But that is cool. PlayStation stuff. Doing well.
Alright, so yeah, what you been playing? Who wants to go first?
You know, since I derailed and jumped in, I'll go first then. So, I was going to play like a whole bunch of short games to completion in rapid succession.
Sure, you are, Tropical.
I downloaded them too, but that didn't happen, obviously, because Aztekin was pointing out somehow there. I ended up just playing through the end of Black Flag, Assassin's Creed 4. And it sort of reminded me of the way that I played Final Fantasy X the first time, where there was a moment in the story that was like, oh my god, that was kind of shocking and I didn't expect that to happen. And I just didn't really want to go on with the story. And that was the point when I went for a 20-hour romp through the open world and collected...
The way that story starts. I just decided it's been 20 hours, dude. Whatever.
The opposite of what pretty I should much have been doing. It's like, oh.
That's... Yeah, I'm at something like 80.
What's that? Someone just died. Let's go party at the Gold Sasha, guys. Yeah, Chocobo Raisin. Woo!
Basically. Basically. Every Final Fantasy game ever.
Pretty much. So, I'm actually, now that I've completed it, it says I'm at 89% synchronization. I only have something like 20 or 30 some animus fragments left to collect, and I've completed almost all of the side stuff to 100%. But I beat the game. I saw the credits roll. The credits were like 20 minutes long.
Yay! Tropical scored a point this week. Yay!
And it should have been done there, but then I was like, no, I'm gonna finish it to 100%. So it'll be a while before I get to another one. But on deck is the Unfinished Swan, which for some reason I never finished. And Blue Estate, which is a light gun shooter that uses the DualShock 4. I was like, all right, we'll play this.
Did you get in the flash sale too? Because that's when I picked it up for like super cheap. I was like, yep.
Yeah, it might have been during a flash sale. Because I played the demo and I thought the demo was quite fun. Before that. The other thing, like, I finished it, but it can't be, it's sort of like The Walking Dead, and I finished an episode. It was a story expansion pack to StarCraft II called, I think it's called Nova Covert Ops. And it's sort of, Eurogamer put it, it's like, this is almost like playing the King of Vaporware, StarCraft Ghost. Because it's like it's a single player expansion that stars a ghost, and you actually get to do like stealth stuff. There'll be soldiers with vision cones, and you have to like sneak around them. And,
oh wow! So it's like kind of like the game back that it was going to be back in the day.
Sort of. I mean, it's still like StarCraft style controls and like camera angle.
Oh, okay,
but it's like
pure stuff experience. That's interesting.
Nope.
That's super interesting. It's like RTS, like, whatchamacallit. Perspective. Yeah, like, that. But a pure stealth experience.
With action parts, too. Like, all stealth games, I guess, have to have.
Like, oh,
because there's a part where you're on a bike. You're on a motorcycle, and you're, like, shooting down other motorcycles from a side perspective. It's like, wow, they can do this in the StarCraft II engine.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, whatever, we don't need to build another engine. We're not Square Enix over there. We can just make it in this one. Who cares if it's not optimal? If we can do it, it'll be great. And people will love us, and they did. So, yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. Apparently, there's going to be two more packs. So I finished the first one. it was 3 missions long. And you can go back and play them on super high difficulties. Because there is, at least part of it is like traditional StarCraft RTS style play, but you have a hero character with a ghost. I think that's, yeah. Of the stuff that I actually ended up playing, that I think that's all I've played.
Okie dokie. I'll go next. So, still playing some XCOM on the Vita. It's great. I'm not gonna say it's, like, less than great, but it has issues. There are, like, times when, like, the frame rate will, like, dip, or it'll just be, like, really stuttery, and it's just, like, you can see it's just, like, not, it's under the weight of its own awesomeness. It's like, it's cool, it has all the, yeah, I didn't get this for last time, but it has all the, like, the meld, and, like, the making your dudes all mech, or your units all, like, mech style, and the, like, genetic modification that you can put on them to be like, alright, I can heal over time, I can, like, have super eye vision, I can do all this other cool, I can, like, jump up on top of buildings without ladders. Well, yeah, without ladders, because I don't need them, because I can just jump so high, because I have, like, leg strength that have been genetically modified. It's great, it's awesome. And then you have, like, the Exalt forces, which are, like, the anti-XCOM people. They're, like, putting up, like, anti-XCOM propaganda, and you gotta take them down. It's pretty cool. I hadn't played this yet, and it's pretty effing cool, because, like, there's 2 different variations so far of, like, you basically, one of your units you put into the field undercover, and you can't use them until their, like, operation is done. Then you have to go and extract them, and it's like the extraction missions are just super intense, because it's like, they have to survive, your squad has to basically provide, like, cover fire for them, but it's like, it gets crazy, because, like, not only, like, the two I played, one was basically you go in, you defend these nodes that are possibly going to get hacked, then you have to, like, kill all the forces that, like, attack you, but they come in waves. So, basically, at the end of the mission, it was like, we killed 16 enemies, and you get a 6-man squad. So it's like 6 versus 16 in a strategy game like this, where it's like, you are just like, yeah, like, you better, like, be, like, checking your corners, having your team on, like, just, you had to have, like, you, like, know what the F you're doing, or you're just gonna get wrecked. It was great. I loved it. Every second, it was just like, it was amazing. And then the next one was, like, you had to go in, hack these 2 terminal thingies that it shows on the map, and then after that, it's like, extract, or kill everything. And it's like, whoa. Because at that point, it was like, we had already been, like, doing pretty good. And I'm like, okay, where are we at? And then it's like, oh, okay, we're close to the extraction. But then it had, like, a reinforcement wave of enemies that, like, reinforced them. And I was like, well, this changes everything, because my exit route has basically been cut off. So I had to, like, basically just, like, maneuver our team through, like, some like, alley style. Like, oh, man, let's... I had to, like, move them, and they, like, but, like, depending on how far you move, you can't attack, so it's like, who's gonna, you know, overwatch while I'm, you know, shooting people, and it's crazy, because, like, and then, like, the dude that you have on the inside that's undercover, he can only use a pistol, so it's, like, completely useless. Well, not completely, but kind of pretty useless, and, it's just so pressure, it's just, like, so much pressure, and then, like, we all get to the extraction, and then you have to basically all get there either on the same turn, or it'll be like, oh, it gave me this notification, you have 4 units here, you can leave, but you'll lose your 2 units that are not here forever. I'm like, what the hell? This game is evil.
No pressure.
So it's like, yeah, you know, you can, all like, and then it's like, it's kind of like a Fire Emblem, Final Fantasy Tactics situation, where it's like, you put so much time and energy and effort into these units, and like, all their abilities, and it's like, just to have them one die, and you have to like, raise another from like, a rookie level, and it's just like, oh, it takes so much effort and time, and it's just like, dude, we gotta get these units out of here. Come on. It was pretty intense. I loved it. It was awesome. So there's that, the melding stuff, and yeah, all the stuff from like the vanilla game before it had all the, I forget what like the expansion was that was like added on top with all that stuff in it, but they put it all in there on the Vita, so good job.
Oh, it has enemy within as yeah, part of within. It?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was awesome. So yeah, and then like, so I think it was developed by 2K China, because that came on. I was like, 2K China, what? So that was interesting too. I was like, I didn't even know there was 2K China. So there you go.
So you've played it. Why do you think they released it so
late,
kind of under the radar?
Maybe because it's not as optimized and posh as they want it to be. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. Good question, because everybody loves XCOM, so I'm not sure why.
Yeah, like they've. It's been rumored for a long time. And then that, along with Sid Fire Civilization's Revolution 2. Like, both were like, oh, these are big games coming from 2K on the Vita. And they just sort of, I think, like, they had ESRB ratings leaked at some point, and then must have been a year. Just a long time saying nothing. And then suddenly both of them came out one after the other in rapid succession. Saying, huh. Who knows?
Maybe they think there's not a lot of people that are excited about playing on the Vita. I don't know. And they're just like, oh, bitter jaded Vita people that just don't have to get excited about it anymore. They're just like, they play it, but they don't champion it like some people that are always asking about when the next Vita game. When's the next Vita game?
They just want to complain.
Yeah. Where's the Vita game that E3? I don't care about all the other sweet stuff. Where's my Vita games? Ugh. Whatever.
Although it is nice to have Vita games, though, so I mean, in all fairness.
And then besides that, okay, let me start off with what I didn't play, because I was going to jump into some sweet Resident Evil 4 action before the podcast, and I forgot how long the Wiimotes take to charge when you got batteries that need to charge, and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about this, so thanks, Nintendo.
You also remembered that it's Resident Evil 4 and not fun, so you're like, no playing this.
That game is like,
not playing this glorified escort mission, because
I want to hear
F you, Resident Evil 4. F you.
And then,
and the horseshoe.
So that was the whole thing, and I had to find the flipping sensor bar, and I was like, man, I haven't had my Wii up in forever. And then it's like funny, because it's like, a lot of my old consoles, I did this last time, I was like cleaning up and like doing stuff, and it was like, I found like Jedi Knight 3, and what was in the Dreamcast? Was it the Gundam game? I think it was the Gundam game that was in it still. Rise from the Ashes. In the olden times, I mean, I guess the current games that you pull, well, I mean, I play downloadable now, so it's like, I don't really even use this, so it's like, whatever. So it's like, oh, I wonder what's in the Wii, and it was The Last Story, and I haven't even finished it. So I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
Another backlog game, just sitting there, a console I haven't even touched in years. It's great.
I did enjoy that, I should say.
So yeah, didn't play that. Or Resident Evil 4. But I will be playing Resident Evil 4 hopefully next week. But I did play some Borderlands pre-sequel. And yeah, still a fun time. Except for the fact I completely forgot that you do hit a wall in those games where it's like, oh, I need to be level XYZ at this point in time. Because the story mission I'm on has level XYZ enemies. And I can only get to level XYZ by playing side quests or jumping into random games with random people and just playing through until I hit that level. And I'm kind of at a breaking point because I don't want to. I know I'm at the end. I can smell it, taste it, but it's like I just don't want to play anymore. I'm just like, oh, come on. So I'm so close, but it's testing me. So we'll see. And then let's see what else I play. I started playing the Uncharted Collection on PS4, and I had never played, I mean, I'd played Uncharted 1, but I got stuck early on, so I was like, I didn't even know it's after this part of the game, because I got stuck, and this time I got stuck too, it's on stream, and I'm like, okay, I'm getting myself until, like, the 30-minute mark on stream or something, so I was like, this is where I was at when I got stuck last time, and so I just started, like, jumping on everything and trying to, like, reach everything, and I finally got, like, past where I was at, and it's like, yes, I can see the rest of the game now, so I'm in, like, this whole new world of, like, I don't know what's around the next corner, it's great, so I'm now in the vault, in the monastery, or, like, about to be at the vault, or, like, I think that's the next chapter, is like, the vault, or something, so, yay! And this game looks amazing, like, they did, a fantastic job on the remaster, it looks so good, I'm like, man, for a PS3 game, like, yeah, good job, not Naughty Dog, it was somebody else that did it. I can't remember their name.
Naughty Dog.
Blue Point?
Yes, them. This is great. It looks amazing. I'm just like, man, this is really good. Every time I'm like looking at it, it's like, yeah, this is, man. I'm in complete agreement with Tropical now after playing this game. I'm like, just redo Last Gen, dude. Just redo it all, because, man, we have the technology, we have the power. Why the F not? Like, I want some.
We can make them better.
Yes. We can do it. We have the technology.
We are going to get sued.
But yeah, I'd love some effing, like, War Cybertron, Fall of Cybertron, some sweet 60 frames per second, 1080p, uncompressed gamer, deliciousness, so, yeah, make it happen, people out there, or not. Really liking Uncharted, though I gotta say, sometimes I'm feeling like, the shooting galleries are, like, a bit too frequent of, like, I just want to explore, and just, like, it's weird, like, the way the game is, like, not structured, but the pacing is, like, a bit off, because in the beginning there's, like, barely any combat, and then it's just, like, after that it's, like, combat, some platforming, combat, platforming, it just doesn't really, I mean, you have those moments where, like, on the jet ski and the jeep, but it's, like, after that it's, like, the pacing is just very, you know, oh, doing this again, oh, doing this again, it's, like, I mean, still, it's still pretty good, because it's, like, Nathan Drake's pretty funny with his zingers and jokes and stuff with, Elena, great chemistry. And, yeah, it's a fun time. Besides that, did I play anything else besides that?
Yes.
Did I? I don't think I did. Let me double check, because I think I didn't, but I could be wrong, because it's happened before. yeah, that's all I played. I mean, I played a bit of that game, I'm not going to say, because I needed to get to make sure I had, like, max glimmer and legendary marks, but then after that, I was like, okay, I'm good to go for next week. Now I'm all pumped up for some reason. It's weird, I don't know, I've been on this roller coaster of, like, love-hate with that game, so it's like, I'm afraid to get done with it and just, like, knock this crap out for this next update and be like, I'm done. Until the next one, and then once the next expansion comes out, it's like, I'm over it, so, yeah. And that's all I've been playing. RPG. So I guess I did play some like Rogue Squadron stuff on the side when I had my GameCube hooked up. So I've been like hooking up my retro stuff to like do some stuff. So I've got some secret projects lined up for May. So you know, you might be hearing about them later. We'll see. Well, you won't be hearing about them actually until I play them. So. But Rogue Squadron is still awesome, and I'm still pining for those games in VR, so... So it's the only place I'm going to get them, unless, you know, they're like, oh, E3, new Rogue game, but it won't be Factor 5, so... Sad face. RPG.
I mean, the only thing I've been playing is Knights of Azure, and I'm on the last chapter. So I'll be done with that by next week when my other stuff comes out. So yay! But that's pretty much all I've been playing. So nothing too exciting. Sorry.
Okay. RR time.
Hello, Zip.
Yep.
I was like, oh, you serious? All right then. Yes, April has begun. We should have done this last week, but I wasn't here. But, yeah, that means another episode of Rapid Release Response, where we basically go to releases.com, and we look up all the games coming to a subset of all the games that are coming out. And
did
I can't
that,
remember...
that one site I tweeted at you, Tropical, with, like, game release stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And they do Toys of Life and Betas. Ooh.
Oh. Yeah, I mean... It's not as pretty as I would like, but it does work on mobile, so. Come on, people out there. We can do better. So, anyway, I will read a title of one of these games, going chronologically, and the response will be interested, not interested, and a confused sound, which means I will read a truncated description of the game. To make your final decision on. This is more for entertainment value rather than actual information because, well, if you've heard any of them, some of these descriptions are just like, whatever. So, starting off, April 1st, we're going back a little bit to catch up. April 1st, Adam's Venture Origins came out PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
I have no idea this game. Sounds like an adventure game.
Embark on a bold adventure in Adam's Venture Origins, set in T.
Season, you know, no? Haven't bought it yet. Yeah, this month I probably have no interest in buying it. So yeah.
I just about to say it's like it's already after April 1st, so I wasn't interested.
So. All right. Well, this is a major release, but not one. I guess we can maybe kind of play it. Quantum Break came out April 5th, PC and Xbox One.
Yay for Quantum Break. Actually, it was funny because I saw, like, three video reviews for that, and then two of them were, like, mediocre to bad, and one was like, it's good. And I was like, oh, it really is Time Shift 2.0. Oh, yes, it was.
I was watching, and this is an aside, I was watching, I think it was Eurogamer. They showed, like, 40 minutes of the game, and it part of that was the live-action TV series part. And it turns out it's basically a live-action cutscene, or a 20-minute live-action cutscene. It was just, the question was like, so why couldn't they just do this in Engine? I mean, I guess it would be harder. It's easier to just film people because you don't have to build the world, except you've already built the world because you made a game. So why is this a TV show? It's not like you can watch it separately.
Actually, this is a funny point, because, like, all the reviews I saw were like, oh, we make all these choices, but at the end, it doesn't matter. Hoo-hoo. So I was like, well, that kind of, yeah, goes against all the bullet points for the sweet TV movie thing they're trying to do and stuff, whatever.
It sounded way more impressive than it actually is, I think.
It's like, it turns out you just play the antagonist and, like, choose one or two things, or, like, one of two things, and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
And it shows you what happens in the next episode.
That's kind of like, you know, Walking Dead, in a sense, except Walking Dead has more options.
You may be able to say that now, Tropical. When we get to season 3. When we get to season 3, I can finally be like, if all the haters, if them all, you all thought, oh, there's only this many endings. It doesn't matter, though, because you all, hear me, I'll just be... Well, you can't see me, but I'm making, I'm flipping the screen off, and yeah, it's gonna be like, oh, yeah, who's hitting on Telltale now? Who's hitting on Telltale now? Yeah, suck it up, haters, suck it up. Oh, you haven't played
Telltale
Season 3? Have your crappy random choices, and not have any context for what's going on, and just be like,
At this point, I think I'd probably be more satisfied with the game than the show is right now, so... Let's just hope it stays that way, I guess.
Wow. I haven't seen the show this season, so...
This season, I mean, and then the season finale was just awful. It was just awful.
April 5th also was the release date of Enter the Gungeon.
On PC, PS4, Linux, and Mac. I was to getting that game just because the... Enter the Gungeon theme song is just like, it got in my head. I was like, coming in all day at work. It was great. Launch trailer. It was amazing. Like, one of the best in, like, a long time. And you should watch it.
That's awesome.
The trailer was nicely animated. It's actually pretty cool.
It's hilarious.
But, too bad the game does not look like that. Because that would be kind of cool.
Holy cow. Well, I guess HTC Vive came out on April 5th, so there's a whole bunch of games that I've never heard of that are probably VR games. So we're skipping those. Bounce Rescue on PS4.
VR games. You might be interested in those.
That does not sound very compelling.
It's about bouncing and rescuing. What's not to love?
It might be a vapid gameplay experience where it's so basic and not fun. That's what's wrong, RPG.
No, fair enough.
Stickbold, a dodgeball adventure, PS4.
I think I saw some on April 5th. But no thanks. There's only one RPG type of dodgeball game I like, and it's the sweet 2D Japanesey ones from, like, back in the day on Super Famicom.
Yeah. RPG? Stickbold?
No.
All right. Moving on. Green Game Time Swapper, PS4 and PS Vita.
I have no idea.
It sounds like there's some time type mechanic. That might be interesting.
You are a master of time. You can set it
I'm
to past, present, and...
You don't really sound like much of a master. Not mastering at all.
That just seems like, you know, the basic prerequisite for being a time master.
I don't like this.
I don't remember seeing this in the store, so...
I don't know what this is either. Well, the Assassin's Creed Chronicles collection came out on Vita, but we've already talked about those. Skullgirls Second Encore came out on Vita.
Yay!
I haven't played the first one yet, so I think it was free with Plus One month, or maybe I don't know.
I think this is actually the same game, but with more characters now.
Yay! I guess. I don't know what's cool.
No, for fully voiced story, challenges, trials, or a sir.
Or a sir? What's happening now?
Are you still talking about Skullgirls? Because your audio cut out on mine for a second.
Oh. Yes, I was.
Okay.
Never mind. Moving on then. April 5th. Okay. Lovely Planet.
Is this
on
the
PS4.
One where you can play as anything? I know I saw this in the store, because I was like, is this that game? And I was like, this isn't that game. I was like, I'm confused.
Play as anything?
I think that game's called Everything or something, but...
Yeah, that game is called Everything.
I think this is some, like, planetary... Like, you're looking at... Like, the perspective is you're, like, looking down at the planet or something, and it's like, yeah, and it's like, this isn't the game. And it's like, whatever, so, yeah.
It says, with boots of speed on your feet, an
Ooh.
Infinite supply of bullets.
Oh!
Actually, I remember this one. It was, like, a bullet hell thing, I think. And I was like, no thanks, because, yeah, not always a fun time.
But boots of speed, Tekken? Boots of speed.
Anyone who has boots of speed... Sonic the Hedgehog, and we know where I stand on him, so, yeah. Sonic Generations.
That is awesome. That's
Sonic
lovely.
Generations. The,
he's the best.
The high bar in between, there's a word I can't, man, I had a great sentence lined up there, and I blew it, whatever.
Good.
Mediocrity, yeah.
Good.
After after years of mediocrity, a nice high mark, finally, after such a long drought.
Sonic Colors was respectable.
Ooh, one game RPG. After so many failures. I mean, luckily, some teams, like, taking it off for a couple years. Hopefully, they'll come back and be like, hey guys, we didn't take 1 year off. We took, like, 2 years off, 3 years off. It's like Sonic's 30th anniversary. We got some sweet game that's just as awesome as Sonic Generations.
Shut your stupid mouth. Just shut your stupid mouth right now.
I'm breathing through my mouth right now. No.
I don't like what you're doing right now. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Okay. April 5th also was the release of Dead Star for PC and PS4.
I actually had the game because it's free with Plus, but I haven't played it, so you know.
Hmm. Wait, it's free with Plus and it just came out?
I think so.
Yep. It launched in... on Plus, or as part of Plus.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Then we got Amplitude came out on PS3.
Actually, there was an issue with that, and I still don't have my copy. Thanks, Harmonix. Because they're like, oh, we'll resolve it by Thursday, blah, blah, blah. It's like, whatever. I completely forgot that version of the game was out, existed anyway. So I was like, whatever. So I'll get it and I'll play it, but I don't have it right now. I probably could if I just, like, went and got my key. But I was like, oh, I saw that email. I was like, oh, there's some issues. I was like, psh, Tate, I got time for that, whatever.
got time for it.
Dirt Rally for PS4 and Xbox One.
I'm so conflicted. I wanted to buy this game. That's like... What happened to the last racing game I bought? Project Cars. It's just sitting there, you know, looking at me. Make me feel all guilty about buying it. I played it, but then I didn't, because Batman. Ugh, and then it's like, the whew, man, that Batman aftertaste, let me tell you. Arkham Knight, what it did to me. It
was delicious.
It's like, oh man, the previous year, I'm like, all these games getting delayed. That's like the theme of the console generation right now. I was like, oh, this trip's delayed to next year. Gets delayed. Many, many times, because I got effing bitter and jaded over it. It's like, oh, it's finally coming out. Oh, man, let me take vacation. Oh, I finally got to play it. Then I had issues, because I couldn't play it, because the game was like, oh, let's install. The game's playing. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. It didn't live up to its potential. Short story. Long story short. And then I'm bitter about it, because I had high hopes. Effing Remedy, or Rocksteady. Whatever. It's over now. It's over now.
Super bitter about it. Then, you guys missed it. He ranted.
That game, man. That game, it's like, I didn't even finish New Game Plus. I always do that with Batman games, and I didn't know that one. I was all broken up emotionally about that.
He was.
That's how broken up I was, because, man, I was ready. I was ready. My body was ready, and then they just...
His body was ready.
They let me down.
It was there.
Well, I have no idea what that has to do with Dirt Rally, but,
Nothing. Nothing at all. To answer your question.
To come back around. you know, things happen. It's like, I'll remember that. Like a Telltale game. And, you know, Project Cars, I played it some, quite a bit, and then I just stopped. And then, you know, Dirt Rally, same situation. It's like, oh, I'll probably play it a bit. But it's like $50 or so. $60 is like, psh. Taking needs that money for stuff. And it's more important than Dirt Rally, Dirt Rally, so I'm sorry. But I'll buy it later when you're on sale or something, so, you know.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will. It's weird, though, because there's like three Rally games on PS4 right now. There's, like, that one, the Michelob one, and the Sebastian blah 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 one. And I'm like, Dirt Rally looks good. One of these other ones looks decent. And one of them just, like, eh. And I'm like, yeah, I might not buy that game. But there's, like, three Rally games, which is weird. So it's like, come on, Gran Turismo, please save us from these interlopers and wannabes. Jeez. Or never going to be in this case, because there are no Gran Turismo. Oh, wow. Just saying.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. And then finally for April 5th, a virus named Tom on PlayStation Vita.
That sounds dark. I don't know how I feel about this.
Yay, another Vita game.
What is it about?
A perfect place. A city without traffic. A dog that doesn't poo.
What is happening? Is that, like, actually in the description? Are you kidding me right
that
now?
Is actually what it says.
Are you trolling me right now?
That was
that's an actual thing?
I might get this game just through the description. That's, like, the best movie I've had so far.
I'm just about to say, I was like, part of me wants to get it just because of that. It's like, no traffic? It's like a dream.
A dog that doesn't pee.
Yeah, I don't know. That's funny.
It's like, good job, marketing / PR person there. And I was like, put it on the back of the box. Yes, it'll sell copies because you got one here.
Still doesn't tell us what the hell it is, but okay.
Super interested now. Very super. That was that. Yeah, that description was super effective against me because I am all in now.
Wow,
it was super effective.
Congratulations, guys.
Command.
Next up, April 8th, which is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Nitro Plus Blasters, Heroines Infinite Duel for PS3
that's
and PS4.
Very long title.
Just about to say, is this
game
about
Tropical? Please tell me.
Out here. Exactly.
Nitro Plus Blasters, Heroines Infinite Duel, already an arcade F.
Wait, what? That's it?
I just want to say, I don't know.
Already an arcade F.
It's an arcade F.
I was looking forward to him talking about ladies and stuff because it has heroines in it. And I was like, oh, but then it's like,
You're going to talk about the drug. Who knows? Who knows? Because the description got cut off.
We'll never know.
April 12th, the first expansion to Fallout 4 Wasteland Workshop comes out on PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
To that, I will respond. There's certain developers that start with a B that make good games, and there's the other ones that just start with a B, and Bethesda's not one of the good ones. So, you know, yeah. Pass.
I'm talking about you, Bethesda, by the way, just in case you missed that. More shots fired.
I'm thinking more of the lines of, you know, like a Bioware or a Blizzard. So, you know. I mean, Bungie used to be up there, but we know what happened to them, so. Yeah.
Awkward.
Then we got Stories, The Path of Destinies.
Oh, this one actually looks cool. This is like the one with the fox, right? It's a roguelike. I saw this one, I think it was in that one cell of like the stuff, the launch party thingy.
Yes, it's part of launch party.
Stuff. Cool.
The stuff. But yeah, I'm not going to pre-order anything, but it's on my radar. Yeah, for sure, after I saw it. I was like, oh, this one, I like where it's going. The trailer's cool, characters are cool, stuff's cool. Yeah, it's on the coolest.
I'm excited for it.
Everything is cool.
Then we got Risk of Rain coming to PS4 and Vita.
Better have your umbrella.
This one's also on my radar because I'm like, Dishwasher Samurai, kind of liking the similar visuals. So yeah, one day when I have less games on my backlog, ..
So never?
Hey, I have the highest score in the podcast RPG. Don't talk to me like that. It'll happen.
Barely.
It'll happen. I'll be able to, like, take the game up and be like, all right, I temporarily have, like, a cleared out backlog on PS4, And, yeah, working in my way there. Asterisk of, like, what's been downloaded to the hard drive,
Then we got Dark Souls 3, PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
Nope. I like having fun and enjoying life and rainbows and happy faces and sunshine.
There are happy faces.
And lollipops.
I think there's sunshine.
There's sunshine as well.
And cotton candy and ice cream. Pizza, yes. Pizza's delicious. Sorry.
I do wish there was pizza in the game. And then finally, April 12th is Ratchet and Clank, PS4.
I almost paired with this, but I was like, you know what, Tekken? Back in the day, we chose a side, and we're still on that side. Go off yourself, Ratchet and Clank. You're not Sly Cooper at all, so sorry. You're just a pretender to the throne. There can be only one when you're choosing between the triumvirate that is Jack or Sly or Ratchet, and it's like, you gotta choose your allegiances, and I've chosen, okay? I got my Platinum Vita on that game, and like, you know, I'm waiting for some sweet PS4 action, sorry. I can't think of their names now. The developers. Ratchet and Clank, they make Infamous. So Sucker Punch, yes, those guys. I mean, people, dudes and ladies. Yeah, make it happen. Oh, yeah. And we can put Ratchet and Clank to shame. Sorry, that is it.
Well, that won't happen because Ratchet and Clank is awesome. Because
I saw Ratchet and Clank, and I'm like, man, this looks amazing. Just imagine. And in my mind, it's like, imagining. And I was like, ah, and like, I was like, oh, but if I never have it, I got all sad. I was like, oh. Thanks a lot, voice in my head. Why'd you tell me to think that? Well, Tekken, I couldn't help it. Well, thanks a lot, okay? Zip it. I'm trying to podcast right now. Sorry, guys. Sorry. But jump in when I'm talking or just not saying anything. It's like, oh, I got a random thought taken. It's like, oh, I don't want to hear it. Oh, okay, I'm trying to do something. Continue on.
Wow. Wow.
April 15th, Bravely Second, Endplayer on 3DS.
Ugh.
My Ugh.
See, now I'm like
defaulting.
Not sure what RPG's responses mean anymore.
But no, I'm kidding. I am buying it, so. That is happening.
Didn't you like not like the first one?
The first half,
well, I'm already in too deep now, so it's too late. Already in too deep.
There's a point in that game where people start hating it, and they're like, "Yeah, Bravely Default is really good for the first 40 hours, and then after that, terrible."
And the twist happened, and it's like, "Wow, this was stupid." But you know what? I've already spent 50 hours. Might as well keep on going because can't get those back. So, yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. So yes, the previous three games I do all have pre-ordered, so it's happening.
This is just for the listeners' information. April 18th, Danganronpa 2, Goodbye Despair, comes out on PC, so if you don't have a Vita for some reason, there it is. April 19th, Lichdom Battle Mage, PS4 and Xbox One.
Something about magic, I imagine? Yeah. Or hitting stuff with sticks or swords or something.
It's like rocket or something.
Everyone likes tossing fireballs in first person and Lichdom.
Oh, it's one of those. I have a first person sorcery game. I wouldn't mind adding to the collection when this is cheaper, so eventually. It's on my radar now, I guess. Whatever.
RPG, do you like to toss fireballs in first person?
No, I do not.
All right,
I'm not like a huge fan of first-person games, so it's like, I don't know. It just, yeah, no.
Also, for information, Axiom Verge is coming out on Vita on April 19th as well.
Yes.
Invisible Ink on PlayStation 4.
I think I have this on PC on Steam, but I have no idea, and I'm not sure if I do or not, and like, whatever. So, it'll be cheap eventually, so.
It's also partial launch party.
It is.
What is it?
Take control of Invisible's agents in the field and infiltrate.
I don't know what's happening.
Take control of Invisible's
like
and infiltrate. Oh yeah, that is
true. I probably wouldn't play a Invisible game. So no. Nobody nope, no with the Sada, nope.
Next up is Loud on Planet X. for PS4 and PC.
Is this like a Toe Jam and Earl reboot or something? What is this?
Featuring songs from Lights, Tegan and Sarah, Purity Ring, Mets.
I don't know.
It's like Purity Ring Q. Your name's in Zona.
Well, I guess not, because...
Oh man, then it's like it could be some sweet music rhythm game, and I like those, but with 10 groups like that, count me out. No, thank you.
Pang Adventures on PS4.
Pang?
P-A-N-G. Pang.
Description?
Person or?
The Pang series is a beloved collection of arcade video games.
That's funny, because I've never heard of them. You lie. You sit on your throne of lies all day, paying the pretender. No, thank you.
Yeah, so can you be beloved if no one has heard of you?
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know how to read this one. Langrisser Reincarnation Tensei on 3DS.
I don't know what that is.
After a 15-year absence, the legendary RPG series makes its try.
This one. It's the, that one. I'm sorry.
Oh, that one. Oh, okay. Cool. That was the first. Now
it's
I know.
It's like the Growlancer series, I think. Or like stuff like that. Visually, maybe. I could be wrong. It's one of those. It's got sprites, and it's on a grid or something. Whatever.
Send me a link. You're driving me crazy with your lies.
2D.
Yes. April 22nd, Star Fox Guard for the
Star Fox Guard. Isn't that the... That's like not Star Fox Zero, so no.
Okay.
There's a right answer to this, Tropical, and that's not it. Okay. You're trying to trip me up there. You didn't happen. Or it didn't happen. So,
yeah. Lumo for PS4, PS Vita, and Xbox One.
Wait, what, we skipped from Star Fox whatever to, like, not Star Fox Zero? Whatever. I don't know what this Lumo game is, so, it's no Star Fox Zero, that's for sure.
Wizard needs isometric adventure badly.
Ew.
Lumo is a charming little...
How'd they do that?
Did you say turn-based? At the end?
No.
No, he said charming.
I said isometric.
Okay. I heard isometric, but then after that, I thought you said turn-based.
Adventure.
No. Oh. Isometric adventure. We'll see. Unlike RPG, I'm not despising isometric games. I don't know what is things up with that.
No, I was despising the fact that they tried to use Gauntlet as a way to sell this, because they were like, haha, he needs this badly.
Yeah.
I was sickened.
Wizard that threw me, because I didn't read it through when I first started reading. I was like, what? Is this grammatic? Oh, wait, I get it. And finally, on April 22nd, Star Fox Zero for Wii U.
An alternate dimension where me and Nintendo have made peace and are back
in
bed together on a regular basis, unlike we are now. You know, things would be different, but that ship has sailed, and, you know... The ring is, like, way by now, and it's like, you know, we're never getting back together. It's like, it's over. It's over, man. Like, I'm just a few actions of, like, villaindom away from, like, assuming the throne to the dark side and, like, being, like, Team Sony for life. PlayStation forever. I'm never going back. You'll never have me again.
Basically, they're like a bad Taylor Swift song, is what he's telling us, because that's what's happening.
What is that song called?
I'm pretty sure it's like we're not getting back together or something like that.
That's
like a title or something.
Point of interest, April 26th, Tales from the Borderlands gets its retail release on...
I was wondering why that was looks on like everything. Thingy. Because I was like, why is this on the release thingy? The release calendars I'm looking at. release calendars I'm looking at. I'm like, I already played this game. It's already out. Then I'm like, oh, well, I already have it, so yeah. It's amazing,
on
though.
On internet peoples.
You should play it if you haven't, because it's amazing.
Then on April 26th, Dungeons 2 for PS4.
Well, I've never played Dungeons 1, so pass.
Is it about dungeons?
The Dungeon Lord is back, and this time he's serious. In
Dungeon... Was it not before? Was he, like, playing around? Like, why would he... He is terrible.
I guess. Stranger of the Sword City on PlayStation Vita.
It's one of those dungeon crawler first person things.
Ew,
I'm not a fan.
No, like Tales of Elysia or whatever. No, thank you. Or rather, there we go. That one.
Oh my
gosh! This title, Mega Tag Mention Blanc plus Neptune versus Zombies.
Wait, is that on PlayStation? Tales of Neptune game? Because if it is, F that crap.
Just F in the B?
Maybe.
Yeah, F it in the B.
Oh my. Well, there's zombies, so it must be good.
Ooh, zombies. That makes it so much better. Except it doesn't.
Then we got the Sega 3D Classics Collection on the 3DS.
Oh, Sega. Oh yeah, there was a story. I don't know if it's an April Fool's joke of, like, Sega acquiring Alice or something. Is that true?
That's true.
Did that,
they
like,
did
forever
it a
day ago.
Yeah, it was finished recently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and now like, they're going to publish all Atlas forever. Games in the U.S.
Okay, whatever.
How did you not know about that?
I just saw it trending, and I was like, oh, we must have already talked about it before, but like it was up, it was like trending again, so I was like,
Yeah, they bought them, like remember when the company went up for sale, and then Sega bought them?
Yeah, I remember now, okay. Well, it's like back, I don't know why it was back in the news, I thought it was something new. I didn't know it was the same thing. Well, now I know.
Sega presents Persona 5. It's gonna be so weird. Ugh.
I mean, I don't think they'll... I think it'll still just be Atlas branding. They'll just probably just have, like, the one Sega thing.
Presented by Sega. And then
we'll
it'll be
about
the Persona
that,
stuff.
Because it's all about building that brand back up from Death of the Dreamcast.
Yeah, but everybody already knows Atlas made it, so they could put their name wherever the hell they want, but
you say that
it's not going to change anything.
Say that. We all know the type of people that walk into GameStop, and they're like, oh, what's that game? Or they get stuff pushed on them, and they're like, oh, am I like it? Okay, Oh, it's so sick on the
Yes. And then finally, on April 26th, is Alienation for PS4.
I remember talking about this game. I still don't know what it's about, because it's like Alienation. I didn't watch the
Unleash alien pain animation. Upon a nation of aliens in this top-down
like,
shooter.
Very literal, and it's...
yeah, I think I'll pass on this one.
But Tekken, it's an alien nation.
Top-down shooters.
Get it? That's basically what they're screaming.
Unless it's digital or Devolver Digital and some sweet don't shoot your friends while you're trying to shoot stuff. It's not happening. Or something fire. Or drop stuff on them from space.
Good times.
It's so actually, and this is unrelated because it breaks the rules, but Alienation is made by Housemark.
I don't know who that is.
And the last game that they made that was a Rezogun.
Okay,
and they also made Dead Nation. Which I think is why this one is called Alienation.
I take back what I said then. It might be decent.
Clever.
They should probably work on the names for their game. Better not Rezo or, I mean, Rezo Gutter. I mean, Dead Nation's kind of generic, so not so much that one, you know.
It's a nation of dead, just like this is a nation of aliens. It all makes sense, guys. It all makes sense. Super clever.
So there's one more. This is an April one that doesn't have a release date. It is called Space Overlords for PS3, 4, and Vita.
Ooh. Sounds overlordy.
Space Overlords is an indie action strategy title where players...
Ah.
So... Indie action strategy, eh? Guess we'll see.
We will see. And that is the April edition of Rapid Release Response.
Also, I just want to, like, you know, say, I've been watching, like, a ton of videos, well, not a ton, but, like, every time I see, like a lot, or not, okay, since, like, Oculus came out, like, the next week the Vive came out, is, like, these trailers, and, like, with gameplay, and there's all these VR games. I don't know, dudes, I'm, like, looking at this stuff, and I'm like, you know, from my perspective, I don't think... These don't look exactly that fun, and like maybe they're just really high priced shovelware. I'm just saying. It could be completely different when I put the thingy on my face, and I'm like, oh, VR, oh, I'm immersed, oh, but after watching all these video reviews, and people are like, oh, I'm actually laying on my back while I do this, it's so, yeah. I'm like, actually, I don't know if I'd call that a fun time, but. The novelty might just wear off. And it's like, oh, yeah, that game. Been there, done that. Never do it again.
RPG, when do you get your Gear VR? Is it the end of this month?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so this is what I've been thinking, because the experience of being in VR is one thing. But then I know, like, when you have to write about a game, you have to have things, you know, to say about it. And it's hard to communicate those, like, I guess, emotions and sort of like that experience of being in VR. And so you're going to end up with lots of people writing about the games themselves in the way that they've always written about games. And I think a lot of the games are going to get reviews like, I don't see why this had to be in VR. It could probably be not a VR game, and in which case, it's not actually that interesting.
Hmm.
So it's, yeah, like, Tekken is probably right in the sense that the initial wave of all the VR stuff is going to be kind of...
Yeah, after I saw that, I was like, you know what? Let's just wait for year two, Tekken, because all these launch thingies I'm looking at look like shite right now, and I don't want to play with that. So let's spend $400 and be stuck with shite. So,
Well, so which ones have you seen?
There was that one where it's like, my music is played, and I hit the red thingy with the red, and the left, and the blue thingy on the left with the blue, and it's in rhythm, and it's like, oh, look at that, I'm just poking balls in the spins in the air, and yeah.
The audio that shield one.
The one with, like, the one I talked about where it's like, oh, there's spikes and stuff on the ceiling, and I gotta lay down and crawl through here, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, that's, like, way too involved for me. I am not trying to, like, do that unless it's that sweet military trainer game I've been talking about, of, like, getting yelled at to, like, do stuff. So it's like, that's completely different.
You're into some weird stuff, you know that?
And, let's see what else. The thing on, like, the space mining of, like, oh, I'm chipping away at the rocks in space, and it's just, chipping away. Oh, look at that, I'm mining in space. Oh, that one. I don't know the names of them. I just saw them, and I'm like, it's like, had a reaction. I was like, I don't know, dude, and this is when I had in mind. I was like, sweet VR games. But that being said, the PlayStation VR stuff is actually, like, decent, so I'm like, that being said, it's like, but then I'm like, PlayStation 4K stuff is like out of the bag now, and I'm like, let's just wait it out, dude. Let's just wait it out. And like, voice in the head is like, Tekken. Yeah, Tekken. It's like, okay. And trying to be logical, so, yeah. He didn't hear anything I said. But that. Hey there, RPG.
What? Yeah.
Okay. Because we apparently lost logical in the call, so he didn't hear anything I said. No, indeed. And he has the news, so I guess we'll just wait until Tropical gets back. And,
cool. Now we can just talk about random stuff.
Yeah, until then, just, you know, go.
I was like,
go do what we do best and be all aimlessy and talk about stuff and be all aimless. Literally. Oh, wow. I think he actually got dropped from Skype. There he is.
Oh, no. Tropical, no. You have so much to live for. So much to live for.
I was like, looking at that stuff, and I'm like, you know, I'd rather really be playing this or, like, anything off the list of the games I'm looking forward to the rest of the year that's not VR stuff, and it's like, clearly there's a winner here. Or there's a thing where it's like, oh, clearly one of these. I'd way more likely just want to spend money and play this and enjoy this experience as opposed to, like, oh, kind of like a box of chocolates, but, like, 8 out of 10 of them have, like, pieces of beetles or ants or something in them, and it's like, ew, what's in this? Oh, it's just a raisin. It's not a raisin. It's not a raisin, people. Okay? You may think it's a raisin. They might say it's a raisin, but it's not a raisin. Ah, it's like, rather play that or, like, just some sweet cyberpunk open world. Oh, Tropical's back. Yay, I can stop. Oh, wait, no, I didn't. Nope, Tropical? Tropical?
Yes.
Okay. I can stop stalling. Tropical's back. Yay! Oh no, RPG is all robot-y voice. That was weird.
Skype doesn't want to play today.
So, where were we at with me all bashing the VR? I mean, I was like, I was about to say, like, that being said, PlayStation VR stuff looks, you know, decent, like, actual game, and opposed to these, like, tech demo-y, not very compelling. I don't think there's very much to them after a while. I might not play them more than 5 times. Wii Sports says hi, dot, 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 but even then it's not
as good. I think there is hope for PlayStation VR stuff as opposed to this, because you know, if you look at the entire launch of VR that happened within the last 2 weeks, it has been really messy. Like, I haven't heard anything. Like, it doesn't feel like a launch. You know, stuff. It doesn't feel like there are now VR headsets out there. It feels like nothing has happened, basically.
And then there's like a trailer today for a game that was like the first VR, or not the first VR, but like the next generation VR adventure game. It's like some robot, or like, it wasn't some robot, but like it starts and it's like you're in this thing, and there's this robot there, and it's taking a bath, and it's like freaking me out, because I'm like, robot red light district made me think of Remember Me. It didn't freak me out, it's just like, I thought a gamer was like the weird thing, like the weird places this will go when he plays this game. Sorry, gamer. And then, like, stuff happening, and like, oh, man, but there's, like, episode one, and I was like, is it going to be episodic? Oh, man, and then I was like, oh, okay, maybe they can, like, go somewhere with this and just have, like, oh, okay, no, episode two, and then be like, oh, there's actually, like, a story here, and you're doing stuff, and it's more involved than just chipping away at rocks in space, or crawling on my back through a cave of spikes and stuff, or hitting balls with colors in them, on them, rather, and, yeah.
This is something really weird. I just want to point that out.
It is really weird.
Not to mention, like, the ads, or not the ads, but, like, their videos of just, like, oh, look at this amazing simulated family, and there's their amazing house in there, and I don't know, I think I just felt some, like, sort of, I don't know what it was, but I was like, oh, so we all have, like, these giant houses and these amazing computers to run these amazing VRs on. Screw you, Valve, and whoever else. Yeah.
Oh, I have a green screen studio in my house. Let me just have it here, this sweet couch with all these people sitting on it. They're all having so much fun.
I was like, yeah, like when Tim Schafer said at E3, it's like, unleash the simulated family, because it was totally fake. It was totally fake. Okay, maybe it wasn't, but still. Those games were not amazing looking. It's like, oh, there's a Skittles moment. It's like, oh, there's a cat here. Let me go pet it and lay down. Yeah, whatever. And I was like, this doesn't look fun. Yeah, whatever.
Actually, I'm all about Skittles. Bring him back. Bring him back. He's a lot less creepy than Milo.
I think. I do have that game. Do I? Connectimals, right? Yeah. I have that one.
Good.
It's good. Part of my collection of oddities. Oddities from last generation. Basically, anything that was on Kinect is part of that collection. Because they were all oddities.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Like, the launch of VR has not been smooth at all. And it's difficult to imagine PlayStation VR launching in a similar style. Like, I think there's going to be far more advertising for that. And there's just going to be more finished content because it's a curated marketplace, whereas the other two are just sort of pretty open. So that's why you're going to get lots of people just like, oh, we gotta, you know, hurry up, launch when the system launches. So we'll see. Did Gamer, like, cancel his VR? Or?
I doubt it.
I think he canceled his Vive, because he's like, oh man, I dodged a bullet there. I was looking at giant bullets.
Oh, okay.
Because, of course, he would, like, pre-order all of the VRs. Like, all of them. I mean,
I'm still interested in Vive, but now that I've seen it, it's like, it doesn't feel like it is worth twice the cost of a PlayStation VR system.
And there's that, too. It's just like, yeah, these are not worth the money right now. Let me,
yeah.
It made me kind of apprehensive on PlayStation VR. I was like, no. Day one.
But, you know, for me, with PlayStation VR, there's rigs I think is going to be really awesome, and being a multiplayer thing, it's like,
I mean, I guess probably, I can always just wait for that E3 announcement and they walk on stage and they're like, this is for you, Tekken. What's up? Identify. Oh, and then, yep, that'll be that. It's like, oh, I changed my mind. That's all I needed. That's all I needed.
So something like Gran Turismo VR or Project Cars VR, like, that is not enough.
I never play games like that in cockpit view, so I don't know.
Huh. I guess that's true.
That's why Identify never came out. Is because they were saving up for PlayStation VR, which they had planned years in advance, and they're like, it's time, guys. It's time.
Identify. Unleash. Returns. Yeah, Identify. The E3, E3 of Dreams Part 2.
Oh, it was funny. I guess I'll wait until we get the news, but there's like something that happened today in the news where I was like, haha, that's funny. Let's just wait for the bomb to be dropping in a couple months. So yeah, that was funny. I mean, I will re-mention this when it happens, when I'm talking about it, but just to, you know, some foreshadowing for the news segment. Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's like someone played their, like, one of their cards lit a bit too soon. It's like, sure, you want to do that? What are you doing? Whatever. So, yeah. Not even to save it. It's just like, oh, just throwing it out there, then, because I'm sure that's all you got. Oh, I said it. What? Okay, we haven't got to it, but yeah.
More shots fired.
What is the segment that we're doing right now?
I was trying to transition to the news, but you know, we can keep on going.
Segments. We just randomly segue into things.
This is the aimless segment.
Welcome to aimless.
The ethereal, aimless air that you breathe when you're on the island. And you just consume it, because that's all you can do when you're breathing.
Oh my.
That was creepy. I'm sorry. I think I even creeped myself out like, there. I should have just did a noise, the nose breathe on that. That was not there. I usually breathe through my mouth, so that was kind of weird, but yeah.
That's what happens when you do it
aimless. That's what happens. You breathe through your mouth when you do it aimless. Oh.
Getting creepier by the second. I was like, hey guys, how can I out-creep myself? Let's find out.
Push it to the left.
Alright, let's go do that news then. I actually didn't gather that much news this week, but some of the major things that happened, PlayStation firmware for PS4 3.5, I think, came out?
3.5, is that out yet? Because I haven't got the update reading for my PS4 on. It's like, it's not updating.
Yeah, it came out earlier today.
Oh, okay, no wonder, because I haven't been on today yet. So I was like, waiting yesterday, is it up yet? And I was like, not. I was like, okay, whatever.
Among other features, you can now use Remote Play on your PC or Mac.
What?
I have tried it. It is pretty cool. Although, it's my current setup, it's like totally useless. Like, my Mac and my PS4, or one of my PS4s, is attached to the same monitor. So I can play it directly, or I can Remote Play one computer into the computer sitting next to it. And then show that on the screen. It's like, why would I do that? Or my laptop, which is a laptop, so it's mobile. So, yeah, like, practicality-wise, not that useful to me. Although, today I tried an interesting thing. You can record your PS4 Remote Play on PC with OBS. Also, not the optimal way to do it, but you can do things that you... Yeah, like, there's things you can do that you can't do directly on the console. Like, OBS, you can set up more elaborate scenes than you can with just the regular. So, it's a weird time now. It's like, we are in... It used to be there was sort of one way to stream, and it was super convoluted, and you had to be pretty dedicated to streaming in order to set it all up and have, you know, be a streamer. And then they built it into the consoles. And then it was like super easy to attach the consoles to the streaming boxes to your computers, and then you could do that again. And now it's like, it's that, but wireless. Because you can do it through Remote Play. So now there's like a ton of ways to stream. So that's neat. Speaking of streaming, there's a service called Forge. I don't know if you've heard of it, but they started out as, like, they wanted to make it super easy for you to record 10 to 30 second clips of gameplay on your PC. And I tried it, and I was like, well, it works really well. Like, you start the program, and then you just start one of their supported games, and whenever something cool happens, it's basically like having share button on your PC games. And, yeah, like, you can pop out and pick the section of the clip you want, and then you upload it to their server, and then you can have it on Twitter and all this stuff and say, oh, it works really well. I think it was today. Today or yesterday, they announced that now you can stream to YouTube and Twitch through their interface, which is also equally simple. Like, you hook up your account, you push F8 in game, and then type in a title for your stream, and then it just starts streaming. And it automatically chooses the quality and everything based on your connection and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, it seemed to work really well when I tried it today. Because I've tried with OBS before, and like, it was very hard to get down the right settings for the bitrate and all that, and then it was like, oh, now it looks really bad because I had to turn it so down so much. But the Forge one today, when I was looking at it, it looks fine, so.
Yeah, I haven't used Shadow Play in such a long time. I don't even know if they ever added YouTube support. No, I just use YouTube all the time, so I'm like, YouTube support, that's all I really care about. So.
Yeah, if you have NVIDIA's stuff, I think Shadow Play is probably the easiest. But if you don't have a high enough level of graphics card, or you have an AMD one, then like, this is a pretty good option from what I've seen. Other news I had was basically the final informational stream on Destiny's April 12th.
I watched this, but I like dozed off at the end because I was like up way too late today because I couldn't sleep this morning.
I think this one was the least like exciting, I think.
It was weird, like everything they said I was like happy about. It's like Fusion Rifle is buff. I mean, sure, they nerfed like both the Suncaller and Stormcaller. I mean, Sunsinger and Stormcaller, whatever. At some point I dozed off, so I didn't even know if they touched the Voidwalker. I'm hoping they didn't, because that would make me very angry.
How would they nerf that, though? It's like a one-hit kill thing.
They changed the Voidwalker so that, the idea behind Voidwalker is, like, using sort of, like, these vampiric abilities to always have energy for one of your other abilities. And so they sort of tuned it so it's more like if you pick all the right talents, then you can really have an ability all the time.
Very minuscule nerfs on certain weapons, like the multi-tool and other stuff. It's like, oh, we minusculely buffed the auto rifles, so we actually minusculely buffed the Cirrus by blah 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 blah. Also the Hawkmoon, blah blah blah, minuscule buff, blah blah. It's kind of boring, honestly. I was like, whatever.
Yeah, it was like pretty.
They didn't
pretty
even like, say
technical.
Shotguns. I was like the whole time they're going through like each weapon class, and I'm like, they didn't say shotguns. I was like, I don't know to be happy. Like, well, actually, I'm happy because it's like then they buy that. By that extension, they didn't buff them, and I hate them, so I like the place where they're at. In the ground. Yeah. Suck at shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
And, Fusion Rifle's got both, so it's like, Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It was pretty... You have to have played a lot of Destiny.
It's also neat to see the thing that they're talking about with, like, the sniper rifles, because I do not play like that, and I did not know people were doing that, like using it like a battle rifle style, so they kind of like, made adjustments to like make it harder to use like that, so I was like, oh, okay.
Yep.
What do you mean?
People are running around and using them like sort of mid-range, like scout rifles.
Like the sniper
rifle? That's not what they're for.
Oh, yeah, they are not for that.
So they like added 2 frames to the zoom animation, and they added... they push the zoom out a bit more, so scope.
It's kind of funny, too, because like, they like nerfed Thorn even more, even though they didn't ear to it, and it's like, that's just mean. And it's like, you know what, I don't care, because I'm still going to use it, whatever. And they like nerfed, I guess, a minuscule nerf on the last word, but it wasn't enough in my opinion, but whatever, so I'll still be killing people that use it.
Even though Thorn doesn't have a ear to, keep in mind that levels don't matter in, unless there's like a special event. So... still viable.
You can also hold more hand cannon ammo now.
The heavy ammo only spawns once a match. I was like, dude, every heavy ammo drops a heavy ammo ambush, motherfuckers, so watch the F out for Dagon if you see him, because it's going to be Nova Bomb all up in your motherfucking face. Oh, yeah, with the ammo.
Suddenly I want fried chicken. They changed revives, so even with like the quick revive things, you can't like just sprint through people and revive them.
Yeah, I'm glad they changed. Like all this, like most of the stuff, I was happy about when I heard it. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. And then like the timer too, because it's like for trials, it's like, yeah, you're gonna stay down, dude, and your team's gonna be down a person after we kill one of you. We're gonna hunt you all down and kill you all, and we're gonna win the round in the match.
Oh my.
I guess, yeah, like, that was a major point that they made was, there are lots of paths to max light level now.
Yeah, too. It's like, oh, like, yeah, that's the other thing, is like, they finally flipping address, like, the flipping, I'm sorry, I'm getting angry.
Don't say.
Triggered again. This effing game. But yeah, the stupid weekly crucible thing that, like, takes so long to unlock. It's like, finally, effing finally. It's like,
oh, guess what? It drops up to 335 light year if you can do the weekly crucible.
It's like, yes! Finally, I have a reason to effing do this effing game. Yes.
Instead of congratulations, you get...
Go show, that's not
nothing good.
Or some other crappy legendary. Hey, go yourself.
Oh my.
So, yeah.
They also said that, in Iron Banner, it's more likely to drop just the Iron Banner gear, not, like, random legendaries or something.
Yep. Instead of the legendary engrams, they're gonna focus more on Iron Banner drops. And I think it was, like, if you get to level 5, you'll get a 335 ghost shell, I think? Or class item or something?
Oh man, I'm gonna be playing so much Destiny in the next couple weeks. Ugh, someone kill me now.
You can always just
not. Roller coaster that just never ends until you get off, and then you're like, yes, now I'm gonna burn it down! And delete it off your hard drive, it's great. Can't wait.
And yeah, simultaneously, the Division, Tom Clancy's Division, Ubisoft announced all the stuff that's coming in their 1.1 patch, which is also deploying on the same date as the Destiny one, April 12th. There's, like, you know, the raid, or incursion is what they call them.
I will bet money it will not be as good as Vault of Glass. Just saying. Just saying out there. I have no doubts. Like, none. Zero. Sorry, Ubisoft, but I played Vault of Glass and it was pretty effing awesome. And, yeah, have fun trying to, like, say, oh, there's a raid, blah, 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 and, like, how it compared to that, because it's gonna be bad. Sorry. Just saying.
They're gonna have item trading, though, so it works similarly to Diablo 3. Like, in Diablo 3, equipment only drops for you, but once you've picked it up, you can just drop it, and then anyone can pick it up. So they're doing that in the Division. They're adding supply drops as a global event in the Dark Zone. So occasionally uninfected or non-contaminated gear will fall and everyone in the Dark Zone will probably go and try to get it. So it's going to be crazy. Man, Dark Zone is... I've seen some cool stories and I've heard some terrible stories. Did you see the video where it was like one guy took out 11 people?
I don't know. I saw and some, stole all some their video stuff. Game, oh, I didn't see that. I saw some video gamer tweeted of like some person against 20 people. It was weird. So I had no idea what was going on. I was like, how can you even tell? I was like, whatever.
Not impressed.
There was a story on PS I Love You XOXO where it was like a guy was in the Dark Zone by himself and he ran around the corner and there was like three guys who were almost dead and he was like, you know, aiming at them and then he decided not to kill them. And then when the extraction came, the three guys, like one of them was like, okay, now let's kill this guy. And someone else was like, no, earlier he could have killed us, but he didn't. And so they like held off everyone together and was like, oh, that's a cool story. Those are probably rare.
They are, from what I see on Twitter from J-Bon. He's like, man, these people in the Dark Zone, ugh, F them.
Just F them in the B.
In the B, oh yeah.
So yeah, that is the news that I saw.
The one news story that I had was basically Gears of War 4, October, whoop-de-doo. If you're looking forward to it, because you know it's not like you're going to be caring about The Last Guardian, or Horizon Zero Dawn, or...
God, I'm so excited for that game.
PSVR.
Robot Dinosaurs, guys.
PlayStation VR.
Robot Dinosaurs.
Or... It's coming out September 30th. Something major.
Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, there we go. Dude.
You know, these other, like, major megatons, or, like, whatever else he has, like, up their sleeve, which we know they're going to have something, so... Way to lay that card down, Microsoft. Cause, you know, I have so much faith that you have, like, way more stuff to, like, just blow me away. I appreciate that, though. Yeah, that's all I have.
Not doing great, these guys.
That was the only thing I had. I can probably find, like, the exact date in October. So, you know, it should be second year. Look it right up.
I mean, I don't have Xbox, so it doesn't matter to me, but, I mean...
I mean, it is cool to me, actually, that some of those games you can now play on PC. Obviously not my PC, but someday.
It's like, obviously not my... Well,
October 11th, 2016 is when it's coming out, this year.
I won't be here, so that won't matter anyway.
Ooh, Heroes of the Storm stuff that only I care about. The first character from Overwatch is going to be released in Heroes of the Storm sometime this month. Or actually, no, we know exactly when. April 19th for people who pre-order Overwatch. It's Tracer, who has been at the center of a controversy this week.
Oh, it's the one with the butt pose?
Which they replaced. Now the pose is called
with a very similar looking pose. Because, hey, look, it's still there. Just saying. I can still see it from that angle. If that's what you're looking at in the last picture, I don't know what you're looking at. Cause
I don't think the butt thing was the major issue. I think the major issue was that it was not consistent with her character, I guess. It's just like...
I'm not even going to address the subject on the podcast. I'm not even going to address that. I'm not even touching
that. That's her character, though. How do you know what her character is? How do they know? How do they know it's not consistent with her character?
Oh, have you watched the animated shorts?
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't.
Those are awesome.
They're so good. Well, the second one was super awesome. The first one was like, it was okay. And obviously the announced trailer for Overwatch was, that one was great.
Is that the one in the museum?
Yep.
Yeah.
Museum was great. The first one was with Winston. It's like, it's okay. And then the second one called Alive, starring Widowmaker and Tracer, is like, whoa, that one was really cool.
See, I saw that and I was like, I wish every development team would like do this from now on and then be like, in the game, put it with the game. And then like in the credits be like, this work of art was made by blah, blah, blah. And be like, F them, F you, Fers, who are like, oh, games are not, blah, 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 F them, F them, F them. In the B. So yeah.
Just F them.
Yep.
In the B. Just F them.
I was flipping the screen off while I did that, but you couldn't see it, so you know.
He was flicking them out. I could see it. I could hear it. It's like, oh yeah, he's definitely flipping off the screen. Yeah. Well, that's happening.
Yes. I can't wait to play Overwatch. Yeah, so we got basically three games that we thought were similar coming out really soon.
Yep.
Paragon sometime after the summer. Battleborn comes out on the day that the Overwatch beta starts, but there is an Overwatch Battleborn beta at the end of this week.
And then Overwatch comes out in May.
It starts
or later that month, which is the same month. So yeah, isn't that the same that happened like the Blur and Split Second? Like
yeah, it
like,
is.
There's gotta be like another example like where this has happened. There's been like two or three games that are like very similar around the same time.
Well, it was almost going to be like Call of Duty Black Ops. No, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare and Battlefield Hardline were going to come out at the same time.
Mm. Speaking of, maybe that the game called some. I don't want to say something, but I already said it. That what's that game on Xbox One with the mechs that you play? That's like multiplayer campaign. Blah 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 by Infinity Ward or Respawn.
Titanfall.
Yeah, maybe Titanfall 2 comes out in October as well. So have fun with that, Gears of War 4. Yeah, just saying.
Man, that's like really unlucky with the launch dates. Rise of the Tomb Raider was the same day as Fallout. Probably they'll have some promotion with Titanfall 2 as well, because of the history, and. You know, not having many options in that season, it's just going to be like, well, yeah, we're doing it again.
Oh my.
But yeah, these three similar games, like, I know RPG, you were interested in Battleborn.
Yes, I already downloaded it so I have it preloaded.
Oh, the beta?
The beta, yeah. Because I'm curious. I have Paragon preloaded too, but since I didn't get the Founders Pack, I have to wait until that's actually open, so.
We will see. I kind of want to play all of them, but I also don't... Oh, I haven't tried Evolve yet, which I did get.
Good job. Share play!
So many things to try. Oh yeah, we gotta try that share play thing with Marvel Battlegrounds.
Oh, you, guys, you didn't talk about the Final Fantasy demo RPG. It won't delay it.
Oh yeah, but I forgot about it. Oh no, I played it. It's Kingdom Hearts, so day one, guys. Day one.
Is it prettier than the first demo? So, no, not really.
I mean, it's like, I think the first one was pretty, so it's like, I don't...
Okay.
I mean, I thought the first one was pretty, so it's like, I guess. I mean, some of the effects are cool, because, like, you can get, like, these spells as Kid Noctis, which look, like, really good. But, I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's fun. I enjoyed it. And then there's, like, hidden weapons around that you can play around with, too, so... But it's really short, though.
Yeah, having announced this game in 2006, it's hard to be excited for it at this point. But, you know, it'll probably happen around E3, and I'll be like, oh, yeah.
It's not the same game.
I want everything.
It's not the same game.
How do we know? Like, how much did we really know about Versus 13? Because Nomura's not around
in Tropical, that's how we know. To be like, oh, guess what, guys? Actually, I'm going to delay it for a few more months and touch up these sweet outfits on these characters. Don't they look amazing? I'm Tetsuya Nomura. Yeah, maybe it's his fault, because like, he's the one who's like, oh, and we're going to have a movie, and we're going to have a live-action movie, and an anime. It's like, Tetsuya, calm down.
Like, stop. I want to say, stop what you're doing right now. I know what you're doing right now.
We must focus on the game, sir.
Like, you know what? We're taking you off. We're taking you off. Where's Tabata? Where is he? Where is he? Guess what? You just got promoted. This guy is going back to Kingdom Hearts. Can't focus. Get them off the project. Just make a new game.
You know how in Japan they have this thing where they, like, they don't fire people who have contributed a lot to the company? they just sort of put them in some place where they won't do any harm. You think Nomura, like, once they finish 15, it's like, he's just playing on Kingdom Hearts right now, and it's like, later when we actually need to finish it, we'll move him someplace else.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Can't focus because then he added, he's like, you know what, we do need to remake Final Fantasy VII, guys, we do. So all of the games, all of them. So yeah,
that's why there's a Kingdom Hearts Final Mix 2.8 or whatever on PS4 coming out.
These are things, guys.
It's like, hey, 2 years of one stone, it'll sell copies, so we'll make money off, you know, all the money I keep losing for us. But the hype, like, train, guys.
Let him more out of the room. Let him out of the room. What's going on here? What are you doing? We let you out. How did you get out?
You're supposed to be working on Kingdom Hearts 3. I know, but, like, I was looking at the old ones, and I thought, we can make them better. Let's do it.
Go back to your room.
So I did that.
I don't know who let you out, but no dinner for you tonight. And we found out who else did that. No dinner for them either.
And we got a mobile game, Kingdom Hearts something something X.
Chained Kai or something? Yeah, that's actually coming out tomorrow.
Someday we'll get to see Kingdom Hearts 3. No wonder Dissidia is being made by Koei Tecmo. That makes a lot of sense now. So yeah, that is another episode of Aimless Babble Z. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter to find out, well, you know, just follow them, because that's what you do with those things. Subscribe. Check out the new website. I'm still considering it new, aimlesspodcast.com, where you can download the podcast and also subscribe to our YouTube channel, so you can always be here when we record live.
Anything to say before we sign off RPG?
No.
Not even some Stand By Me. Stand By Me.
The greatest theme song ever.
Oh, man.
Well, I've got something. I've got something for us. Cue it up now. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Alright, that's it. That's for the podcast.
What's happening?
And, you know, check us out like Topical said. And don't forget to enter the dungeon, because, you know, there's magic and loot and stuff in there. And magical. And until you hear from us again, in the Dabble Z. This has been a fun episode, and we're now signing off.